11. D of Troy, April 1962, Rome and Porta Fogogna, Italy. Richard Burton was the worst driver Pasquale had ever seen. He squinted in the direction of the road with one eye and held the wheel lightly between two fingers, elbow cocked. With the other hand, he pinched a cigarette out the open window, a cigarette he seemed to have no interest in smoking. From the passenger seat, Pasquale stared at the burning stick in the man's hand, wondering if he should reach over and grab it before the ash got to Richard Burton's fingers. The Alfa's tires chirped and squealed as he cornered his way out of the Roman Centro, some pedestrians yelling and waving their fists as he forced them back onto curbs. "Sorry," he said, or "so sorry," or "bugger off." Pasquale hadn't known that Richard Burton was Richard Burton until the woman from the Spanish Steps introduced them. "Pasquale Tersi, this is Richard Burton." Moments before, she had led him away from the steps, still clutching the envelope from Michael Dean, down a couple of streets, up a staircase, through a restaurant and out the back door, until finally they'd come across this man in sunglasses, worsted slacks, a sports coat over a sweater, and red scarf, leaning against the light blue Alfa in a narrow alley where there were no other cars. Richard Burton had removed his sunglasses and given a wry smile. He was about Pasquale's height, with thick sideburns, tousled brown hair, and a cleft chin. He had the sharpest features Pasquale had ever seen, as if his face had been sculpted in separate pieces and then assembled on sight. He had faint pockmarks on his cheeks and a pair of unblinking, wide-set blue eyes. Most of all, he had the biggest head Pasquale had ever encountered. He'd never seen Richard Burton's movies and knew his name only from the two women on the train the day before, but one look, and there could be no doubt. This man was a cinema star.